It's time now for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAvica, joining you on the Rural Radio Network. And with us today is Mary Eisenzimmer. She is the District 3 representative on the Nebraska Wheat Board. Mary, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Alex, for having me.
Well, first of all, we're going to dive into some of this year's wheat crop. But for those who aren't familiar, tell us a little bit more about you and your operation and involvement in the wheat industry.
My husband and I live out in Big Springs, and we are involved with my parents, my family's operation out here growing wheat, and we've got some corn as well. So,
all right. So this year's wheat crop, for some people, was very, very good. What did it look like in your area? Tell me more.
Yeah, you know, compared to a year ago, the wheat is just night and day difference from what we had. It's just a wonder what, you know, rain will do for the crop. We had nice steady rains all through May, even into early June. And so our yields out here in the West this year were just, I even almost hate to say it because I know Eastern Nebraska just was so dry this year, talking to producers down there and some of the wheat growers. But our yields out here in the West were, you know, anywhere from like 50 to 70 bushel per acre, which compared to a year ago, we were probably, you know, lower in the 30s or 40s. So it was just that rain just made a huge difference on the crop this year out here.
Well, now you guys have said for the most part, drilling has wound down a little bit. But what has that looked like this year for you guys?
You know, drilling was good there again. When you have all that moisture in the ground, we had some very hot days towards the end of the summer there. But drilling is basically kind of wound down out here. We did right in our immediate area. We had some, the drilling was done. We had a really, really heavy rain, some isolated hail in different areas. And so ourselves, as well as several of our neighbors, had to go back in and re-drill some wheat just because that hail just, you know, beat that furrow down to where there's no way that wheat's going to push up through there when it starts to sprout in the ground. But seed wheat was a little bit in short supply. Luckily, we've got, you know, some good seed dealers out here. We're able to come up with the seed, and all the drilling now in our area has been about redone. Not saying all of it was redrawn, but there were definitely some isolated fields that producers did go back in and have to redrill.
Sure. Well, Mary, you and I were chatting before we came on air today that there was a little bit of disease pressure. Can you bring us up to speed on that?
Yeah, you know, and I really can't say if it was clear across the panhandle or not, but at least right in our area and from some of the reports of talking with a few of the various producers as well as some of the elevators, we did definitely see some sawfly in our area, just, you know, kind of a bug that goes in and cuts the stalk off at the ground. That is definitely a situation that I know a lot of the wheat breeders, especially with the university research, are really kind of starting to watch that and see, you know, what can be done with that. And then we also had some scab and some vomitoxin out in our area, which there again just kind of lowers the yield, discolors your kernels a little bit. You don't really know you've got it until you kind of get into harvest. But that was something that, you know, several of the elevators were talking about, that they've seen some of that kind of coming in too. So might be something just to take a look at and kind of watch as we move forward.
Well, Mary, as we round out today's conversation, what else is coming up that folks should have on their radar?
Well, the Nebraska Wheat Board, we've got a couple representatives that are getting ready to go to the annual fall U.S. Wheat Associates meeting in Cincinnati. And basically what that is just the various state associations that are part of the U.S. Wheat get together and just go over various issues that are affecting wheat across the country, you know, talk about transportation issues, talk about export issues and some marketing initiatives that can be accomplished through a larger association and bringing it back down to our state. And then I'm actually getting ready to go to the Wheat Marketing Center. I serve as the representative for Nebraska on that board, which is located out in Portland. So I'm going there here in a couple of weeks in October for a board meeting out there. So, and they just, you know, out at the Wheat Marketing Center, they're just very focused on international trade, and they host a lot of different mission groups that come in from other countries, foreign delegates that come in and just learn about wheat production and why buying U.S. wheat is really important and better quality wheat than some of the other wheat that is being marketed around the world.
A lot of things going on. And for more information, you can go to NebraskaWheat.com. Mary, as always, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
That again was Mary Eisenzimmer joining us. She's representing District 3 on the Nebraska Wheat Board. That'll do it for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAvica, and you're listening to the Rural Radio Network.